Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys today. We start our SEC previews on the show today, and who better to do that with than our friend Patrick Garbin. He's going to stop by and talk about the reigning SEC champion, Georgia Bulldogs. We're also going to look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today as we wrap up our NFC South previews in the NFL. It's a teed up Tuesday on the PGA Tour. The major championship season is over, but as some call it, the fifth major. We're looking ahead to the 3M Open this week out in Minneapolis. We also got a little big league peach on the diamond tonight as well. Plenty of games in Major League Baseball that we'll get to, and then also all of our best bets for the day. We'd love to hear from you guys throughout the show. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you have. We're going over a bunch of different sports. Anything that's on your mind, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on X, on YouTube, and we'll get to your questions throughout the show. And as always, if you guys miss any part of the show, all of our previews, everything that we do is going to be on that Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, so make sure you check that out. But let's get rolling on a Tuesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Patrick Garbin. Give Patrick a follow on X at Patrick Garbin, writer for UGASports.com. Patrick, great to have you back on, man. And you know what's funny about Georgia? I'm interested to see if you feel this way as well. Feels like ever since Kirby's got this thing rolling, we always come into the season about this time and we always talk about Georgia as the team to beat, right? And they're the team who's really getting a lot of the headlines everybody's talking about. Patrick, kind of feels like they're flying under the radar this year with Arch and Texas and all the expectations that they have and kind of LSU, big year for Brian Kelly. It feels like a lot of people are talking about some of these other teams in the SEC while Georgia is kind of flying under the radar. Have you gotten that sense? Do you think Kirby and his team kind of has gotten that as well?
I've gotten that sense. And so if I've gotten that sense, I guarantee Kirby and the team has. I think there is kind of that notion that, Georgia may have been kind of old news. And last year, going 11-3, winning the SEC, but falling in the Sugar Bowl, it was a disappointing year. And now, this year, Georgia returns maybe the most inexperienced team under Coach Smart coming in this year. In fact, and he's repeated it several times, but I think he said 54% of his team as first or second year players. And, I think you're right. With all that coming together, Georgia seems to kind of be flying under the radar a bit.
Yeah, certainly. You mentioned the inexperience outside of Ole Miss, Patrick. Georgia, the most inexperienced team going in to the SEC this year. Obviously, a guy that they need to step up is Gunnar Stockton. You mentioned the Sugar Bowl. We watched him in that game against Notre Dame. Now he gets the full offseason to be the guy under center. What have you been hearing about Gunnar Stockton? What are you expecting out of him at quarterback this season?
Well, you know, I think something that we saw beginning that second half of the SEC title game, I think one thing the team, from one thing, things that we hear, the team continues to rally around them. I think Gunnar, one of his best traits is he's probably a quiet leader, a gamer, if you will. I mean, I don't like to use that term, but if there is a gamer at quarterback, it probably is Gunnar Stockton. And I think I think everyone in the room enjoys him, and I think they like him as their quarterback, and he is definitely Georgia's best choice. And a lot's riding on Gunnar entering this season.
No question. And they're going to need that receiving core, Patrick, to step up around him. That was probably one of the big things about Georgia last year, as we know, is they were just kind of depleted, had some stuff in the offseason at that wide receiver position. Kirby definitely made it a point to make sure that they were kind of set going into this year. They should be good at running back. Delp's coming back at tight end. Do you think Georgia is back to being elite at the skill position weapons, or do you still feel like that there's some question marks heading into the season?
I think the positions that you just named, I think Georgia's great at those. Their receivers should be better. This season, Georgia should have their first 1,000-yard rusher since 2019 with DeAndre Swift. And their tight ends might be arguably the best tight ends in all of college football. So skills positions, and Georgia led the country last year in 30-some-odd drops or whatever. That's not going to happen again, likely. So, I think at the skill positions on offense, there should be only improvement. But that does leave the line where there's plenty of question.
And look, on the other side of the ball, anytime we bring up Kirby Smart, we know Georgia's going to be good on defense. You mentioned how inexperienced they are, though. Don't maybe necessarily have the star power that we've seen in the last couple of years. Is there concern about that unit, Patrick, especially maybe some of the early games in the season when you're facing some good offenses with some good offensive coaches in like Tennessee and Alabama? Do you think there could be a little bit of a learning curve, or do you expect this defense to be solid from the jump and have a really good season?
I think defensively, Georgia's going to be solid from the jump, and both at linebackers and the secondary. I think, in fact, their defensive line, which – you know, if you look at it on paper, there could be some question marks. I think actually will be one of the stronger units for the team. Georgia went 4 or 5 years in a row of allowing opponents less than 3 yards of carry. The last 2 years, they've allowed nearly 4 yards of carry each season. I see things that turn around, Georgia able to stop the run more. I see Kristen Miller being, you know, a guy that you – kind of here on some preseason accolades list, being a real dominant defensive lineman, almost Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter-esque perhaps. And I think the defense could be a real strong point for Georgia.
We're talking with Patrick Garbin here on Send It In, writer for UGASports.com. Give him a follow on X at Patrick Garbin. Let's talk about the schedule, Patrick. Obviously, in the SEC, you keep the opponents, you just flip the home and away. So all those difficult road games that Georgia got last year, going to Tuscaloosa, going to Oxford, going to Austin, they're going to get all those teams in Athens this year. But you still got a road trip to Auburn, still a road trip to Knoxville to take on Tennessee, and then obviously playing Florida in Jacksonville as well. A lot of good teams, difficult schedule. Which one jumps out at you as the game that gives you pause and you think might be the toughest one for Georgia to win?
You know, the first one that jumps out to me is at Tennessee. And although I know Tennessee's not going to be as good as perhaps they've been the last couple few seasons, this will be Gunnar Stockton's first start in like a true hostile environment in Knoxville. Yeah. And it will be tough. But then I'm reminded that Kirby Smart, in four trips to Knoxville, he's outscored Tennessee by a score of 41-10. So that could be a trouble spot. But if Georgia gets through Tennessee, I could see, PJ, you mentioned Auburn. You know, the last 2 years, Hugh Freeze's Auburn teams, although Georgia's been overwhelming the favorite in both games, has kind of hung around and scared Georgia and covered both times. That could be a tough game there, right planted where it is on the schedule, right in the middle, and Georgia have to go there and play their, you know, on the plains is another tough spot. I think as the season goes on, though, Georgia's inexperience will obviously become more experienced in the schedule would become actually easier. So I see it a tough go perhaps at the beginning. So at Tennessee and at Auburn are the two spots I look at.
Would you bet Georgia this year, Patrick, if you had the chance? Would you rather bet them to win 10 or more games? It's minus 185, so you have to lay some juice. They're favored to do that, expected to do that. Or would you take a little bit of a bigger price at plus 375 and bet them to win the SEC? Like, do you think, would you play it safe and just bet the wins, or would you take a little risk and bet them to win the conference again?
You know, I think 10-2 is easy for Georgia this year. In fact, I'm really torn between 10-2 and 11-1. So if that's the case, but I'm getting plus 375 when the
win the SEC.
Yeah, you got to win the SEC. I'd go over 9.5? Would that be the bet? Yeah, I guess. But I really think that's a safe bet. That's a really safe bet. I feel really comfortable.
And then I'll ask you this, Patrick, just looking in terms of national championship, is it a concern for you moving forward with Georgia and all these teams in the SEC because of the rigor of the schedule and how tough it is for them to navigate all these teams? And then you might have to play in Atlanta for the SEC title game, and then you might have to win four more games to win the national championship. Like, do you think that that's going to be tough? Do you think this Georgia team is going to be able to withstand all that and win the national title? Because I think that's the thing that doesn't get talked about enough with all these SEC teams, how brutal the regular season is. And then you got to play all these good teams from either your conference or the other conferences if you get to the playoff. Maybe what hurt them last year going up against Notre Dame. But do you think this team could be good enough to win the whole thing?
I think what you just said, spot on. I think PJ, it's harder now. It's much harder. And if I may throw in, especially if some teams can buy a lot more talent than other teams, then it becomes even that much. If those teams can buy more than you can, then it becomes even that much harder. So, I mean, there's an idea that Georgia won its national titles maybe at a good time, because it's going to be hard to do that going forward. Does Georgia have a shot this year? Yeah, they totally do. I mean, they're going to be favored in all 12 of their, I mean, as of now, all their regular season games and whatnot. But as you said, you get through those, then you got an SEC title game, then you got the gauntlet that's the playoff now. It's tough. It's tougher and will continue to be tougher than 21 and 22.
I agree. It's going to be fun. Again, not a lot of people, it feels like, are talking about Georgia. It kind of makes me think Kirby Smart and company might have a really good season. Always great catching up with Patrick Garbin. Give him a follow on X at Patrick Garbin, writer for UGASports.com. Patrick, appreciate the time, man. We'll catch up throughout the season. Have a great rest of your summer.
All right, PJ. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Care.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In and talk some more Georgia Bulldogs, as Shawnee Sharp right there pulls up the schedule for UGA for the upcoming season. Again, their schedule last year, right? I mean, you think about some of these road games that they had at Tuscaloosa to take on Bama, at Austin to take on Texas. They played at Ole Miss in Oxford. They did win one of those games against Texas, which is probably the reason they got in to the college football playoff. The schedule is going to be tough again. Yeah, you get all those teams at home this year, but as Patrick was talking about, those two road games at Tennessee, week three, Gunnar Stockton making his first true road start is not going to be easy in Rocky Top, and then the road game at Auburn. I remember 2 years ago, as Patrick was talking about, Auburn under Hugh Freeze has played Georgia tough the last couple years. And when they made the trip to the Plains a couple years ago, after they won the game, Kirby Smart was talking about what a great road environment Auburn is to play in, how difficult it is to play in that place. And obviously a rivalry game, the oldest rivalry in the Deep South, Auburn and Georgia. It's going to be a nasty game. It's going to be tough. It's going to be physical. So don't overlook those two road games, Tennessee and Auburn. And certainly last year, Lagway in Florida, they had that game tied in the second half against Georgia. So that could be a tricky one as well. It's just tough. It's just such a tough schedule. And it's something to keep in mind as we do all of these SEC previews. There are a lot of really good teams in this league, but it is so hard nowadays for these teams to win a national championship, as I was talking about with Patrick. Look at all these teams that Georgia has to play, right? Look at all these top 10, top 15 teams that they're going to have to play in the regular season. Then if they make it to the SEC title game, you're playing another great team. And then if you get to the college football playoff, you got to play three or four more great teams. Look at the two teams that were in the national championship last year, right? Notre Dame and Ohio State. Notre Dame, they had their week one game against Texas A&M, which was a tough game early on in the season. After that, what was their toughest game? At USC? Who was the best team that they played until they got to the playoff? Then how about Ohio State? All right, you have the game against Oregon. You have the game against Penn State. You have the game against Michigan. Three games that are physical, tough, against a lot of NFL players. But you're well-rested going into the college football playoff, and then obviously they make their run. These SEC teams, I mean, it's a war playing all these teams, especially a schedule like Georgia. So it's something to keep in mind. It's why I'm not betting Georgia to win the national championship. I would look at these SEC teams to win the league, and then you kind of reassess the health situation going into the college football playoff. Or if you're just getting a really good preseason number on one of these teams, obviously bet a good number if you see fit. But it's tough at the top with a lot of these teams and the value that you're getting on them to win the whole thing, because I think the SEC is at such a disadvantage with the schedule that they have opposed to some of these other conferences and kind of that balance of power that we talk about. Every SEC team this year is playing a non-conference game against the Power Four team except Ole Miss, and the only reason Ole Miss isn't playing one is because Wake Forest paid them $750,000 not to play them this year. So Georgia obviously gets Georgia Tech at the end of the year, who could be one of the top teams in the ACC. That game is going to be in Atlanta, so a neutral site for them. It's a tough schedule though for Georgia. Gunnar Stockton, obviously going to be interesting to see what they have in him. Kirby Smart's been fortunate for a while. He had Jake Fromm, an experienced guy. Then you go to Stetson Bennett. You win a couple titles with him. Then you have Carson Beck, who played a lot of college football, was in that program for a while. Now you have Gunnar Stockton, who only has that one start against Notre Dame. And now you got to go through this SEC schedule. Now, the skill position should be a lot better for Georgia this year. Obviously, receiver was a big area of need going into the season. Running back, they should be solid. Lines of scrimmage, you know Georgia's always going to be good. But the inexperience, I think, could rear its ugly head a little bit early on in the season, especially that road trip at Tennessee. And Bama's had their number. Nick Saban obviously had Kirby Smart's number. DeBoer beat him last year. We'll see what that looks like going up against the Tide in Athens this year. It's the first time Kirby has played Bama in Athens, so that's going to be a fun matchup to watch. But no bets for me on Georgia. I think all of their lines are about right. The win total at 9.5. I wouldn't lay that juice at minus 185. There's just too many good teams on that schedule. And if I would bet Georgia, I would rather do it for them to win the SEC than for them to win the national title. I just think their schedule is too tough. I think it's going to be too tough for them to make it to the college football playoff, beating all those good teams, and then win three or four good games. I'd rather just bet them to win the SEC at plus 300. So that's my feeling on Georgia. But again, what scares me, and I'm sure you guys feel it too that are listening to this right now, we're talking a lot of Texas. We're talking LSU, South Carolina, Oklahoma's starting to get trendy, A&M's starting to get trendy. Are we forgetting about the team that won the SEC last year that is the best coach in college football? It's a little scary. So excited to see what Georgia does for the upcoming season. Let's talk some NFL now here on Send It In as we transition over to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have been the team to beat here in the NFC South for the last 5 years or so. They once again are the team to beat coming into this season. They're plus 110 to win the NFC South. Again, we've looked at all these NFC South schedules now. They play the NFC West for the upcoming year and the AFC East for the upcoming year as well. And the Bucks kind of get the wrong end of the stick for the teams that they have to play on the road as opposed to home. They're going to get Buffalo, the Rams, Detroit, and Seattle on the road, which is going to be tricky for them. This division, though, is going to come down to who plays the toughest within the division, who has the best division record. And keep in mind, last year, for Atlanta nearly playing the entire season with Kirk Cousins and the Buccaneers pretty much being the best team in that division, the Saints were obviously a disaster. The Panthers were a disaster for the first 10 weeks of the season. It still took Tampa Bay till the last week of the regular season for them to wrap up that division. They needed to beat the Saints, and they were trailing in that game early before they came back and ended up winning it. So you think about now Atlanta going into the season with Michael Penix, should be much better option at quarterback, should be a lot better early on in the season, middle of the season. And Tampa Bay having a difficult schedule, having that first place schedule, winning the NFC last year, having to also play Philadelphia while, you know, the other teams in their division get the other teams in the NFC East. It's going to be tough for Tampa Bay. That Tristan Wirfs injury to start the year, not going to be easy. And as great as Baker Mayfield has been the last couple of seasons for Tampa Bay, can he do it again with another offensive coordinator? They've been fortunate there in Tampa Bay. Dave Canales was terrific, gets a head coaching job in Carolina. Liam Cohen was awesome last year, gets a head coaching job in Jacksonville. Can Baker Mayfield and company do it again? I think that's a big reason why they drafted Amika Abuka in the first round. Could have gone a lot of different ways. Probably should have gone defense, could have addressed the offensive line some more, but instead they went with another weapon. You have Chris Godwin, who's going to be returning from that injury. You got Mike Evans, who's still productive but not getting any younger. I think they wanted to give Baker Mayfield more options, knowing that the chance that they strike gold three straight years at OC probably isn't very favorable. But the Bucs are going to be an interesting team. I just don't like betting them at plus 110 with kind of the turnover that they've had at some of the coaching positions and also some of their roster as well. They lost some of their guys on defense. I like the value on Atlanta. We talked about them yesterday. I like them to win the division. So give me Atlanta. No bets for me on the Tampa Bay Bucs heading in to this season. All right, you guys, let's talk some golf here on Send It In. It is a Tee It Up Tuesday. And we go from Portrush, Northern Ireland, to Minneapolis, Minnesota, which some people say is the Ireland of the United States. It's a par 71 golf course, 7,431 yards this week. What you got to know about the 3M Open, we know Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes. Well, they got a lot of water on this golf course at the 3M Open. And they've played here 6 years now. This is going to be the seventh year of this event. How about this stat of the 6 years? Five of those winners have been 80-1 or longer shots. For all you guys out there that want to try and hit the lottery ticket, want to build up the bankroll before the NFL college football season, this is usually the tournament to do it. Tony Finau was the only favorite to win this event at 14-1. Every other winner was 80-1 or more. We've had 100-1s, 125-1s, 150. There was even 175-1 that won this course. And the big reason why is that obviously it's the week after the Open Championship. So some guys are coming back from Europe. And a lot of big names are not in the field this week. And this is consistently year after year on tour, the course that we see have the most balls that go in the water. And anytime you're dealing with hazards all over the place, there's big numbers lurking on every single hole. So this is really about strokes gained off the tee. That is the metric that I am looking at this week. Keep the ball in the fairway, keep the ball out of the water, and give yourself scoring opportunities off the tee. That is the key metric when looking at the 3M Open. The winner of this event is usually about high teens, low 20s. Obviously, depends on if the wind is blowing, what kind of weather that we get. But normally, that's kind of your target score, low 20s, high teens. So we do see some birdies this week. But again, it's usually not the strongest field because it's the week after the Open Championship. But strokes gained off the tee, that is the key metric. And there are three golfers that I am looking at this week. The first one is going to be Michael Thorbjørnsen at 30 3-1. He is fifth in strokes gained off the tee so far this season on the PGA Tour. He has finished tied for 21st or better in his last three starts. And a nice comp course I like to this one, because usually bombers are really good at the 3M. It's about distance this week. Obviously accuracy, you can't put it in the water, but distance and guys that are great strokes gained tee to green or strokes gained off the tee, as we talked about, are important. And Thorne Bjornsson is great off the tee. He hits it a mile, and he was great at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Usually is a good comp course to this one. Guys that play well at that tournament in Detroit tend to play well here. Well, he was very good in Detroit, finishing tied for fourth. So last three starts, tied for 21st or better. He's in great form. This should be a great course fit for him. He's only played here one time. That was last year, and he missed the cut, which is why I think the value on him is a little bit better than maybe what it should be. But I'll take him at 33-1. Taylor Pendrith is up next, also at 33-1. He is seventh right now on the PGA Tour in strokes gained off the tee. Pendrick has been playing some really good golf this season. You think about like some of his last seven, eight events. He was tied for fifth at the PGA, tied for 12th at Memorial, tied for 27th at the Canadian Open, T25 at the U.S. Open. He finished fifth here at this course last season. He's played some really good golf on some tough courses with danger lurking in some difficult fields. Now, obviously, you don't have a very difficult field that you're competing against. The course is easy, even though there is danger lurking, and he's got good course history here. I would look at Taylor Pendrith at 33-1. And then Kurt Kitayama is the other guy at 40-1 as well. I know I told you guys long shots normally fare really well here. I don't think that's going to be the case, though. I think this is the week where we see somebody kind of towards the top of the pack. That's why I got a 33-1, a 33-1, and now a 40-1 with Kurt Kitayama, who is 12th in strokes gained off the tee. Two straight top five finishes for Kurt Kitayama. He finished sixth at this event last year, and he won the Arnold Palmer Invitational a couple years ago on a course that also has water on just about every hole. So he plays well on golf courses where you got to put it in play, you got to keep it in the fairway, you can't have any of these slices to the right or slices to the left. Kitayama's good on these kind of courses, and I like his number at 40-1. So again, just because of the history of this event, certainly look at some long shots potentially, but I would target those three guys towards the top of the board. I think your winner comes from one of those three. All right, let's look at Big League Peach now here on Send It In. Orioles and Guardians. We had the Yerfie last night. They scored 6 runs in the first inning. I'd say that's pretty good. Well, probably go back to the Yerfie again tonight and certainly fade Brandon Young. We're taking the Guardians on the money line, and we're also taking their team total over at 4.5. as well. Tigers and Pirates tonight in Pittsburgh. Mitch Keller against Casey Mize. This is a spooky game. You got the Tigers and Casey Mize, who's 9-3 this season, against the Pirates and Mitch Keller, who are 3-10 this season, and yet Detroit is only -130. I would probably take Detroit, but it's a little bit spooky, that line. Padres at the Marlins, taking on the Mariners. Edward Cabrera's on the mound for the Fish, who's been really good this season. He's coming off one of his worst starts of the season against the Orioles. I think he bounces back tonight. We'll take the Marlins at -125. Red Sox and Phillies, Christopher Sanchez on the mound. Obviously having a terrific year for Philadelphia. I'm not going to touch this game, but certainly think the Phillies probably end up getting the win. Reds and Nationals, Chase Burns on the mound tonight in D.C. I'm going over 5.5 Ks for Chase Burns tonight against that Nats lineup. I like Cincinnati to bounce back as well, -140 on the money line. Yankees and Blue Jays. This is a big, big game for the Yankees. If the Blue Jays win, they have a 5-game lead in the AL East. You got Max Scherzer going up against Cam Schittler for the Yankees, and I'm going to take him at +100. So give me the Yanks +100 against the Blue Jays. Angels and Mets. You got Frankie Montas against Kyle Hendricks. I'm going to pass on this game, but the Angels at +145, getting anybody against the Mets at +145 at this point, I think is a good bet. Giants and Braves, will pass on that one. Red Sox, or the Rays and the White Sox. I'm going to take Tampa Bay on the run line. White Sox are playing good baseball. They smoked the Rays last night. I think the Rays get them back tonight. I also think the Cubs, get back the Royals. Kansas City blew them out last night. I like the Cubs behind Matthew Boyd to bounce back tonight. Rich Hill, as an 80-year-old, is making a start tonight. We'll fade him and the Kansas City Royals. Athletics and Rangers with Jacob DeGrom on the mound. I'm going to pass on that one. Cardinals and Rockies tonight with an over 12 at Coors Field. Ball is flying with Blaylock and Fetty. We're going to take the over. Framber Valdez, only a minus 120 favorite on the road tonight. Give me the Astros. I'm going back to the well with Seattle tonight because everywhere I look last night, everybody was talking about the Brewers. Oh, they've won 11 in a row. Best record in Major League Baseball. Yeah, I'll fade them. Give me the Mariners as favorites tonight. And then Dodgers, Twins, Yamamoto on the mound. I'm going to pass in L.A. and Minnesota. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's an Any Sport Parlay Boost token, and BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and short game parlays. Brought to you by the Sportsbook Born in Vegas. BetMGM, download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. All right, you guys, let's get PJ's plays. Wrap up the show with our best bets of the day. We're going with Juan Soto to get a base hit today against the Angels. He's 4-for-13 in his career against Kyle Hendricks, who's starting today for LA. So give me Soto to get a base hit. He's our guy in going streaking. Chase Burns over 5.5 Ks. Going to be our prop lock today. Look at some alts, 6.5, 7.5. I think Burns is going to mow down that Nationals lineup. I really like his over strikeouts today. Dog of the day, give me the Yanks at plus 110 against the Blue Jays. Yankees, that right-hander is really, really solid. Scherzer's had a nice year, but he's prone to give up a lot of home runs. Not ideal against this Yankees lineup. So we'll take the Yanks plus 110. And then give me the Mariners on the money line at minus 125 against the Brewers. So much Brewers hype. This was our best bet yesterday. Seattle let us down. It was like 0-0 in the sixth. Then the Brewers offense scored some runs. I think the Mariners bounce back today, get the win. So give me Seattle minus 125 against Milwaukee. Thanks again to Patrick Garbin for joining us on the show today. Michael Katz will join us tomorrow. Talk some Ole Miss. See you guys then.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.